Joy Tactics.
Which Chinese dynasty do you guys think you'd be a part of?
Han. No question, sure. Han.
So you would like to be in a golden age of culture, science, and bureaucracy that shaped Chinese identity for millennia? Is that hell really yeah. what you'd like?
Hell yeah.
The golden What's age of bureaucracy.
What's the one where they buried a bunch of people in the, or not buried a bunch of people, but they buried a king with like thousands of soldiers.
Oh, the king and his crazy clay soldiers?
Yeah. I want to be in that dynasty, man. Yeah.
Is that the terracotta mines or whatever?
The crazy terracotta warriors? Yeah.
By the way,
if you're going to make an army, bro, well, I would suggest using something a little stronger than clay, man. I can break that shit with
that
one hand.
That dude woke up in hell and was so pissed off. He was like, what the fuck? I built like thousands warriors. Of clay soldiers and none of them are here and Damn. I'm in fucking hell.
I'm in
hell. Why'd he go to hell?
Because he's not a Christian, man. Of course.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that video of the performance artist, modern artist, the woman who was just in the MoMA in like 2010, just sitting there in a red dress, and people could come up to her and look at her, and basically what happened was in the 80s she was dating another sort of performance artist guy, and they did this big performance art thing where they were each going to start on once they each started on one side of the China Great Chinese well the China's Great Wall, I guess is actually what you call it, and then they met in the middle.
Good job.
And then they didn't exchange any words, they just kissed each other, and then that's when they broke up.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
people are like, wait, following them, what? Or just like on huh? video. What's the?
They filmed it.
They filmed it.
Why'd they break up? Why'd they kiss and break up?
They're making a statement about how love can fade.
But why'd they break up? But
that's in the '80s. Okay, so you understand what this just happened there?
No.
They filmed. Okay, they started at other one.
They said, well, you know what? I want to break up. And then they said, hold on a second.
Why don't we make crazy ass some crazy content from this?
Yes. This podcast would be 5 minutes long if we didn't have to over-explain every... I feel like we say something and then we have to explain it in five different ways in similes, analogies, definitions. This is a 2 minute. If you look
it's
at like
people understand
the bare bones bullet points of what we talked about, it's like this is a 1 minute 30 second podcast.
This is an ESL podcast, hands down. This is a podcast that they play in schools for people that have come from other countries.
Well, wait a minute.
To learn English.
Here's my question.
Different style. English.
What was it?
I have more to say about this story about these artists. So let me know when I can continue.
Okay. Oh no! I was just gonna say I would love to see a transcript where it has like everything highlighted in red that is true and everything, or no, the other way around, everything that we say that is correct in green and everything that is false in red. Right. I'd be interested
with
to
a
see
big
that.
Asterisk at the top that says they're trying their very best, or they're trying their right. best in this moment. They could have done something.
And what
beforehand.
Is that's too black and white. That's too fucking things
they
are more complex
are probably
than right
trying
and wrong.
Best.
Sometimes okay. the best thing you can do is the worst thing you've ever done.
Right. But so this video is made, right? And then they never saw each other again until 2010, maybe 25 years later, 30 years later. She's doing a beautiful piece of performance art where she's just sitting there and people can come up and stare at her. And who walks in but the man she did the Great Wall, Chinese Wall experiment with? Her ex.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
In silence. And what happens? She didn't react to anybody. Single tear comes down. And she broke her rules and went up and grabbed his hands. And they had a moment. Can you imagine having beauty like that in your life? Can you imagine something so rich to enter your lives?
That's no. fucked up. That's like being at Burger King and like your ex comes in while you're working, you know? And it's like, it's rush hour right now.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful, yeah. man.
No, man. And I think
he made
beautiful.
It about himself.
Huh?
He made it about himself.
Yeah, he kind of did. yeah.
Right.
With respect.
What would
and
best,
he's looking
what
good
guys,
as fuck at whatever age he was.
If you guys could do a performance art piece, what would you do? I know this is like a lofty thing, but
here's what I would do. I'm fully naked and I'm surrounded by clothed models, beautiful sexual models from every single country. One from Norway, one from Sweden, male and female, by the way, surrounded by beauty. And they are basically touching me all over.
Yeah, I'd see that. I would definitely see that.
Off the top of the highest building in fucking Singapore.
Wow. Okay.
Imagine that. Is this porn? Yeah. Is this?
If you think of it that way, then it is. But that's the interesting experiment that I'm playing. Is this? Is it porn? You'll see at the
definitely
end.
Porn. You're gonna watch it's 100% porn.
That's it. Hey, how about that, Eric? I think we got a game show for you. Finally, we've been looking for that.
Could it be porn?
You host a show called "Could It Possibly Be Porn?" What I'm doing right now.
To this.
Could this possibly be porn? Well, you could bust anything, that's for sure. But when does it cross the threshold?
Right.
You have to. Is it? Do you have to say it's porn for it to be porn?
Bring the FCC commissioners in.
Mm-hmm.
What about like sexual hugging? I feel like that is where the line is. Mm. Like a hug that gets to, like once you get to the lower back, I feel like once you go past that and get to the booty with the hug, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then it becomes porn.
I don't know if a hug can ever be sexual.
I wonder. I'm gonna search on Pornhub right now and see if there's like
if you ever had a sexual hug.
I'm gonna look up sexual hugging on Pornhub and see if that if anything comes up.
Sexual hug.
I mean, it has to, right?
I want you to see me.
Did you?
I want you, huh?
Jack, maybe you can enlighten me on this. This is boxing. It's not MMA, so maybe it's not up your alley. But did you see the fight between Chris Eubank Jr. and Conor Benn?
No. I don't know what that is.
You haven't heard about this? This was a crazy a hug happened. Basically what happened is in the 80s or 90s there was this boxer named Chris Eubank. Have you heard him? He talks like this. He's British. Very elevated, but he's a vicious fighter. Hmm. And he fought with this guy named
Ben.
Yeah, wait, I don't remember what his dad's name is. Nigel Benn. Nigel Benn versus Chris Eubank. And they fought each other. They were kind of rivals. And then guess what? They both had sons. And recently sons just fought each other.
Fucking
right,
hell.
In the ring. And Chris Eubank was beefing with his son, Chris Eubank Jr. And then like he was calling him out on social media saying he's disrespecting my wishes, this and that. But then guess what? Day of the fight, they're filming the walkout of Chris Eubank Jr. And who's right next to him? It's Chris Eubank Sr. accompanying his son to the ring. The fighter of old accompanying the new young fighter to the ring.
Well, that's normal.
Isn't that sick? The dads are in the ring who used to fight. Their sons are there.
Both dads?
Both dads are there.
That's funny. Yeah.
And I would say it was... got me nearly emotional, frankly.
Well, it's funny, dude, because...
And they were hugging, by the way. That was the transition.
Right.
They were the fathers were hugging.
And by the way, there's no... In my Pornhub search, there was no... It was just full porn.
What did I say?
So that's a fucking gap in the market.
Exactly
what people
look for. I think people would get into that. People hugging for like 20 minutes and just like kind of different angles, of course.
Naked,
low angle,
one naked, one clothed.
No.
Some people like to hug rough. You know what I'm saying?
In public,
who's giving you the best hug of
a soccer game?
Because I've gotten some. Sometimes that's a red flag. If someone's too good at hugging, get the fuck off of me now.
Get the fuck off of me, man. Dude, well, wait a minute. Just to bring up the boxing thing for a second.
Yeah.
We're talking about how beautiful it is, the dynastic feud. But what I'd want to, if that's correct, familial feud, maybe, family feud. I can't help but be rewired and redirected towards the concept of nepotism.
Mm.
And how a lot of these people in boxing, too, man, they wouldn't be getting the fights that they get if it wasn't for old Daddy Yankee walking down the aisle.
These guys are British.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
So that wouldn't be the Yankee. It would be probably like British daddy.
All right. Well, Daddy Yankee's Puerto Rican. Oh,
right,
anyways.
Right. Sorry.
But what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying. The nepotism, isn't it interesting how familial ties can be beautiful or they could be dark, twisted, sadistic?
Mm-hmm. Or they can be both. I'll put it like this. I want to expand people's minds. You could be best friends with your dad, but turns out your dad is a white supremacist.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.